Kei te whakarongo koe ki te reo irirangi poho, he parakuihi tēnei. You're listening to BFM Breakfast. I got a special guest in the studio. Morena, Ben.
Morena, Rosetta.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Release day.
Release
Congrats.
Day. Ah, thank you so much, yeah.
This is so exciting. Your debut album, The Boxer, is out today.
Yeah.
How are you feeling? Is it like set in yet?
It hasn't quite set in. It's one step is seeing it on the streaming services, but I think it might start to hit home once the release gig comes around.
Yeah, this weekend it'll be nice to sort of be in a space with people rather than just like shoot it off into the streaming void.
That's right. Yeah. Always feels a little more real when you got people around listening to it in person.
So cool. I'm excited to talk a little bit about it. You're going to play a couple of songs for us as well, which is an absolute treat. We love having live music on Breakfast. But let's talk about the album. So the process for recording this, you've been working with Michael Howe, right?
That's right. Yeah. We met through, he was actually initially a tutor of mine at Auckland Uni.
Yep.
And I was honestly just approaching him for some advice on how I might go about recording. And he was working out of the Beth studio on K Road at the time. And he was kind of like, you know, let's do this. Let's record an album. And a massive amount of collaboration and learning in that process. But yeah. Yeah, it was massive working with him and making it happen. And I'm excited it's finally here.
It's special when you have mentors who just become mates and then collaborators in the music scene. There's a lot of that, and it's a special thing.
Definitely.
That's cool. I feel like not a lot of people would know that you went to jazz school.
Yeah.
Because listening to your music initially, it's quite sort of folky, rock adjacent. But do you feel the jazz influence in there as well?
I think the jazz influence is starting to peek through at the end of the album. The last track, Better, is a newer song, and it was kind of one of those songs where I was like, I want to try and apply some of the theory knowledge that I've been learning these past few years. I suppose I still wanted to keep it within like the framework or the context of the music that I was already making. So maybe some of the newer songs have a bit more of that, but it's still kind of the sound that I listened to a lot when I was a teenager and I really love. So,
That's cool. Yeah, there's a lot of beautiful, I feel like I can hear a lot of beautiful influences in there. Like immediately when I listened to the first single, I was like, oh my gosh, is this Tiny Ruins?
true. Oh yeah, Tiny Ruins. Big fan of their music. Yeah. And that's definitely one that's in there.
Cool. Talk to me a little bit about the process for recording as well, like the band you worked with. There's a female vocalist that I'm hearing on some of the songs as well.
Another amazing part of going through jazz school is getting to meet a lot of amazing musician peers. And initially we recorded just drums, bass and guitar live in the studio and used that as kind of a framework to record the rest and overdub everything else. So I had Finn McNeil on the drums, initially Alex Keatley on the bass, and then Michael did some overdubs with the bass parts. And just a whole host of other amazing tamaki musicians, like Rita May is one of the vocalists on the album on the song Clouds. Nama Sheban is singing BVs on quite a few of the tracks. And some amazing string players and horn players and I'd love to shout them all out, but you can check out.
There's
a long list. You can check out the credits on the album for that one.
Cool. That's awesome. And it translates to the live setting as well, because you've got like a 7-piece band lined up for this weekend.
I decided I needed to try and translate it to the live setting, which is a little tricky because there's a lot going on the album. But yeah, hopefully we'll achieve that this weekend and have most of the most of the instruments present from the album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, so cool. Okay, we're going to talk more about it all, but do you want to play us a song?
Sure. This is a song called Let Down, which BFM has kindly played quite a few times. So, yeah.
Cool. I'm excited.
Pray
Christ, you gotta see reason. He's been applying to children. We were huddled around a cartridge, chilled by such a telling. Price, I need some explaining, and not the kind I received in Elbert Park. I don't need condescending. Your eyes tell me you won't. I'm on the broadest mission. Like the others, midway through my words, they just cut out in the hallway being governed. Her eyes are craters as she watches, watches. Now I'm in the order that I should be, in the order that I should be. I can't help it if I make you friend. Forward we go, let down. Tells me to be patient, to listen in the dark spaces, waiting for my time to come, but it hasn't. She sounded so sure of herself. Now I'm in the order that I should be, in the order that I should be. I can't help it if I make you friend. Forward we go, let down. Forward we go, let down.
Ah, atahua. So beautiful. Wow. Oh, that's amazing. That's Let Down. We're listening to Ben Chavez playing some tracks from his album, which is out today. Thank you for that. Beautiful.
You're welcome.
I love when the lyrics sort of give you a snippet of like where you are and place in the context. Like I love the Albert Park shout out.
Yeah. Some of the songs, obviously, written in Tamaki. So yeah.
You're from Tauranga though, right?
I am, yeah. So moved up here for uni. Yeah, and most of the songs were written up here. I think there's maybe one or two that were written at home in Tauranga, but yeah.
Do you find the lyrics reflect on like those real life experiences of like moving here and growing up in Tauranga and stuff?
Definitely, yeah. There's lots of different kind of little snatches of flats and things that I've lived in and places from around the city that are kind of dotted throughout the songs. Maybe less specific than that particular lyric, but there's definitely lots of parts of the city in there.
Yeah, it feels very just like real and sort of coming of age type themes in your lyrics. Yeah. It's cool. You've got another song for us.
Yeah.
We should talk about this show though. It's happening on Saturday night.
That's right, yeah. 7 PM at the Button Factory. As you mentioned, 7-piece band, including a lot of people that played on the album, which is awesome. And opening the show is going to be Benjamin Mack with his band. So, yeah, it's going to be awesome. A great night.
Yeah, I reckon. Do you find, like, because you've got the 7-piece band, I'm really liking the sort of quite stripped-back acoustic songs like this. Do you have a real mix of, like, arrangements and stuff, or is it all quite grand?
I think it's for this one, it's trying to be quite grand. But yeah. I think for the gigs that I've played so far to celebrate the album. It's been a little bit varied, so yeah, I think I'm open to different arrangements in the future and playing these in different kind of band settings. So yeah,
cool. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, how exciting. Seven-piece band. It's going to be huge, you guys. Tickets from Under the Radar, yeah?
Tickets from Under the Radar, yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Okay, you've got another song for us?
Yeah, yeah. This is another one off the album. It's actually one of the first songs I wrote. This is a very old song from when I was 16. So it's had a few rewrites over the years, but this one is called Echoes Behind.
Blame you, reconcile. And in this love, for one so juvenile, easy forgetting what is past, but not for you. The damage has been cast. Taken so fast, that little girl, forever frozen glass. Driving to the newly born, ushered in by a sunlit storm, the lights all playing out bright. As if it's gone, everything that grew was slashed upon before you even knew. Torn in two, and wicked flames will crackle on, but I see they pass their spirit on her lights too brilliant to eclipse his smile plays upon her lips. Oh, she speaks the words in rattled chorus, they may falter, but her thoughts in them rejoice, echo in her voice, though they remain scattered far, they join with you right till your final hour.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Ben.
Thank you. Thank you.
Everyone can listen to Ben Chavasse's new album, The Boxer, out everywhere today. Oh, and you're going to have t-shirts at the gig.
Going to have t-shirts.
Which you've screen printed yourself.
Yeah, hand printed merch. So yeah, come through.
The epitome of grassroots musician, everyone. Awesome. Get your tickets from Under the Radar for Ben's gig at the Button Factory this weekend. It's going to be magical. Thank you so much, Ben.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.